Hi, and thank you for joining us this week. Last week, we talked all about water and hydration and different types of water and how to store it, things like that. But this week, we are going to be covering a very hot topic that we hear a lot of concern about, and that is protein. So I have so many things that I want to discuss, questions people ask me all the time. Number one is, where do you get your protein? Number two is, how much protein should I have? Can I track protein? How can someone who wants to get stronger and build muscle get enough protein? How can someone who's recovering from surgery and things like that, how do they get their protein? What's the right type of protein? And, can you have too much protein? So, Daniel, where do you think we should start today?
Well, let's see. I guess we can start with some of the cons of getting your protein from animal sources.
Okay.
We got to start there because I don't know if the viewers, I recommend to read the China study, which is probably boring for a lot of you, but that's awesome. One of the things they found, that animal protein is such a concentrated protein source that when we consume it, it increases our levels of IGF-1, which is a growth factor. And if you have cancer, or if you have any kind of cancer cells in the body, it can make these cells grow and spread. And we don't want that. And high animal protein has also been linked to a greater instance of developing type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And I could go on and on, but Jennifer, what do you say on this topic?
Yeah, the same thing. So the dangers of protein is kind of what we're talking about. Too much protein causes too much acid in the body. It throws off the pH balance. Our body needs to be slightly alkaline. It's the 7.35 to 7.45 or something like that. That very tight range, slightly alkaline, and proteins make us a little more acidic. Our body has to go through lots of different processes, produces heat, produces different chemicals that create an acidic environment when we eat too much meat. It also causes a lot of stress on the kidneys if you have too much. And if you eat too many calories in protein, it's stored as fat. And so then you have more fat cells. And so there are lots of reasons why you don't want too much protein. So, and it was funny when you started, I thought you were going to talk about cartoons with protein, this one strong man says, people will say, how do you get as strong as an ox without eating meat? And he said, well, how does the ox get as strong as he does? Because an ox doesn't eat meat.
Exactly. And some of the strongest animals on earth, gorillas.
Yes.
Horses. These animals are huge and they're powerful. And guess what? They eat grass and they eat fruit. Well, the horses eat grass and grain, but the gorillas eat a bunch of fruit and greens. And the gorillas are amazingly powerful.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They eat berries. They love berries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of fruit. Yeah. So I thought you were going to say that. So I just thought I wanted people to know that,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when we eat the grasses and vegetables and things like that, we're skipping the animal in between. We're still getting all of the nutrients that they're getting. We just are bypassing that one step by skipping them. So do you track protein?
I used to when I was younger, but I don't now. Mm-hmm. And what I have found is I can get just as big and strong without tracking it. I mean, I'm 44 years old and I'm still almost as strong as I was when I was 25, when I was eating a bunch of meat. Mm-hmm. I can still, have pretty heavy lifts. I can do a lot of body weight stuff. I do a lot of cardiovascular work. I don't see any change in my energy or strength levels. If you eat enough calories of whole foods, you're going to get enough protein. It's impossible to get enough protein if you're eating enough calories for your body every day. There's not a case of protein deficiency in this country. You can look for it, you won't find it.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Just eat healthy foods, healthy plant foods, and you will be golden.
Yes. So I started tracking. So my youngest child wanted to join the cross country team. And she, first of all, she never liked meat, didn't want to eat meat. And I was very concerned about her nutrition and her health running this much. You know, I wanted to make sure she's getting all the nutrients she needs. And I was concerned about protein because I really thought that you had to have some animal protein or you had to food combine, which she does love beans and grains. And so she could get them that way, but I was still concerned. So I wanted to track. So I started tracking protein and I was shocked at how much, I mean, she gets all of her protein needs met without even trying, you know, it's super easy. And then we were all eating this way. And so it's not even a concern. I don't even need to think about it. You know, even when I work with people, most of them work with personal trainers and then they work with me for their nutrition and their health. And they'll come back and say, I have to eat more protein. And we'll look at it and I'll say, well, why don't we track? And we'll track and they'll see, you know, they are getting enough protein as long as they're eating the fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds. If they're not eating those, then they're not. You know, if you can eat and you know until you're full, different foods and varieties and not get the nutrition that you need. You have to meet. For me, most of mine come from greens. I get a lot of amino acids from my greens. And so I preach greens 3 times a day. I don't know if that's how you are too, but I know anyone concerned with heart health, which is one of your big concerns, not yours personally, but one of your realms is heart health, is you need greens 3 times a day. Dr. Esselstyn says it. Chef AJ, who worked with Esselstyn, says, you know, greens 3 times a day. I just think it's really important to have those greens. And that's really how I get most of my proteins is through greens.
And the greens, the protein in the greens are very highly digestible. It's easy for the body to break down. So it takes stress off the digestive organs. Yes. And eating the greens increases the body's nitric oxide, which expands your arteries. It lowers your blood pressure.
Yes. So you said you didn't feel much difference in energy, but I did. When I switched to eating this way, I was not a runner. I was definitely not an athlete at school. I was a trainer, you know, for a while. I love working in the gym, but I was never into cardio or anything. But all of a sudden, I had so much energy, I wanted to run. And I told you my daughter was doing cross country. And so I started running too. And all of a sudden I became a runner. And it was like, I even placed in a 5K and it was like, what? Whoa. Yeah. And so I really had a lot. And I think that's what it is. I think it's just, you know, a lot more nitric oxide, you know, maybe it was just a lot more minerals and things like that. Yes. But the greens are also very alkaline. Mm-hmm. To help with the pH balance as well. And very high in minerals. And so we're skipping the meat, which meat does have minerals, but we're getting a lot more vitamins, enzymes, minerals, fiber, which meat does not have any fiber, and we're helping the body with a more alkaline pH balance than when we eat meat.
Yes, a good point. Also, this meat from animal protein increases inflammation in the body.
Yes.
And plant protein does the opposite.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I didn't even think about that.
So when they ask you, Jen, if you're on a plant-based diet, where do you get your protein? What foods do you normally recommend other than greens?
Greens, grains, nuts, seeds, sprouted beans, lentils. Lentils are super high. Hemp seeds, lots of protein in hemp seeds. People will tell me I need to add almond butter or almond milk, but I'm sorry to tell you that there is not a lot of protein in almonds. And so don't look for almond milk and almond butter as a good source of protein. There are other nuts and seeds that are high, like the hemp seeds are really high. It does just take quite a bit though. But all of your vegetables have amino acids. We haven't even talked about essential and non-essential, which I don't know if we even need to go there. But your grains, you know, even brown rice, quinoa is really high. in amino acids. I keep saying protein, but I mean amino acids.
Yeah.
So any of those, millets, amaranth, those are all really high, your grains.
Yeah, the point is we're trying to make is if you eat a well-balanced whole food plant-based diet, you will get more than enough protein. I have tracked before on Chronometer. Mm-hmm. You will be amazed about, I mean, if I eat everything I eat in a day, I probably get 80 to 100 grams of protein, which is more than enough because the human body only needs 30 grams a day to survive.
Right, right. Yeah, I think most people was it 0.8, 0.6 to 0.8
yep.
grams per body weight.
Sorry. Yeah, I think it's per kilogram.
Per kilogram of body weight. So if you get, 50 to 54 grams, then you're definitely in a good range. But most people, they aim for like 100, which is way more than you even need.
Yeah.
And people will look at different like vegetables as a carbohydrate, but they're very high, broccoli, very high percentage wise in protein, but you have to eat a lot of it to get a lot. But if you're eating it in combination with other things, then you're definitely getting it. If you had tofu, which people will have to talk about soy one day, tofu with broccoli and brown rice or quinoa. That is a protein-packed meal right there.
Yes, very high in protein.
Yeah. And
for you guys out there, they're athletes, and you're afraid you're going to become weak and frail without eating meat. This is a myth, okay? I'm still 195 pounds right now, and there are NFL linemen going to a plant-based diet now, and they're huge. There's a guy, I don't know his name, but he's an NFL lineman. He's 300 pounds. He's a whole food plant-based vegan. Okay.
Yes.
If you get enough calories, you're not going to get frail. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Google vegan bodybuilders.
Yes.
Yeah. You will not believe it. There's tons of them out there.
Oh yeah. And they look great. You will never know what they're eating because they look the same as the guys eating all the beef,
Yes. Yeah. But they're cleaner and healthier.
Yes. That's the most important thing. If you want to be a good bodybuilder, you need to be healthy.
Yes. Yeah. Especially if you want to be a bodybuilder and live a long, healthy life.
Yeah. Big muscles aren't worth shortening your lifespan.
Okay? No. So do you think that someone training to be a bodybuilder should eat more protein or more higher amounts of amino acids, I should say?
Yeah. They should eat more than a normal person, but they don't have to eat as much as the tabloids tell you need, like 300 grams of protein a day. Look, if you eat 300 grams of protein a day, you're going to start to develop problems. You're going to start to develop gallstones. Your blood sugar may get erratic. Your blood pressure could go up. And I'm talking about animal sources of protein, but even plants. That much protein is going to start to stress your kidneys and your liver.
Kidneys.
And you can build a lot of muscle on 80 grams of protein a day. I don't think you need more than 80 grams a day, even if you're a male. And you're training with weights. I really don't, because I don't eat more than that. And I do fine. So
what about protein powders?
If you don't eat enough food throughout the day or you don't have time to, they can be okay, but you want to be careful about which form. I would say probably one of the healthier forms is a pea protein powder. I don't recommend powders because there's still a lot of debate on what they do to the body because they're a concentrated form.
They're highly processed.
And me and Jen are on the same page about it. You need to get as much as you can from whole foods. Mm-hmm. But like I say, if you can't, then you can find a good pea protein powder. Mm-hmm. But
if you're traveling, maybe.
Yeah, if you're traveling. But if you are at home and you have enough time, and I recommend getting your protein from foods like we're talking about on the channel, greens and sprouted beans, whatever. But yeah, powders, I don't know.
Have you even put beans or peas in smoothies?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. And that's one way, if you are worried about it, you want to start your day with a lot of protein. You know, so I work with some people with genetic analysis, and some people do need more protein in the morning just to get moving. And we can do things like put quinoa in your breakfast or hemp seeds, lots of hemp seeds in your smoothie, even green peas. You know, those are ways to get more protein in the morning. I make a soup every morning that has greens and beans in it, which people are like, that is so weird. But in Japan, they eat like miso soup, which would be tofu, which is a bean, and greens. And so it's really the same kind of thing. And to me, it was kind of weird at first, but now I kind of crave it, you know, like I haven't had it this week and I'm like, oh, I need to make my soup.
Sounds good. We need that recipe. And if you look at the Japanese, mm-hmm. they are a lot healthier than most Americans. Okay.
Yeah. They live a long time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll have to come back and talk about soy on another day.
Yeah.
But another time that people may need more amino acids is if they're chronically ill. I know a lot of people who are recovering from thyroid issues or surgery, you know, broken bones or and torn muscles, maybe they just had a transplant. So they need a lot more protein and amino acids than the average person. But for me, the best way to get that is through whole foods, not animal sources. And so one of the biggest concerns is a lot of amino acids you have to get in, you can't get in through your diet. I mean, you can't make. So we can so many amino acids, but some of them we have to get in through our foods. And to me, it's not a concern. You know, when I did do tracking, and I know you did do tracking, I found that I was getting all of those essential amino acids, the ones that you have to take in through dietary means. There are some others that the body, it has to have certain chemicals in place to be able to make the proteins that you need too. They're called conditionally essential. And those, it's very important to make sure you're getting all of your vitamins and minerals too, which is why a whole food plant-based diet is so good for that, because they come packaged with the vitamins and minerals. And so eating some raw so that you have the enzymes that are necessary helps with that too. You don't want to eat broccoli that is, you know, wimpy, you know, squishy, with some canned asparagus. Yes, those are green, but they're not going to give you the vitamins and minerals and fibers that you need to create all of the essential amino acids.
Yeah. Overcooked vegetables lose a lot of their nutrient content.
Yeah. If you're recovering from surgery, sometimes eating lots of raw fruits and vegetables can be hard on the digestive system, especially if you just came out of surgery and you know, you have really sluggish bowels. And so it's important to do things. I mean, like maybe some smoothies at first with maybe even just greens powders, which I'm not a powder person, but that may be a good way just during your recovery, just to get you some extra amino acids while your intestines are healing, while you're starting to speed the intestinal tract back up. And then when you are having a bowel movement, then start adding, you know, the whole foods, you know, eat, drink, definitely have, you know, green juices. Yeah. There's no fiber in your green juices and things like that, that will give you some amino acids and vitamins and minerals to help with the rebuilding process.
Yeah, that sounds like really good advice. I mean, anytime you're ill, especially if you're if you have cancer, a lot of times it's hard for your body to assimilate food. So it's easier for the body to assimilate smoothies and juices. And the green juices can be high in protein.
Yeah.
Depending on which vegetables you choose.
Mm-hmm, your combination. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a good combo for that?
For high amino acids?
High protein, green juice?
Green juice, yeah. Well, any of your greens, you know, kale juice would be very high. Now, that can be bitter for some people, you know, so you could add some lemon, which gives you vitamin C, which helps you absorb the iron from those greens. Any of the cruciferous vegetables are going to give you a lot of amino acids. Cabbage, a lot of people use cabbage juice. Cabbage juice is very healing. As well, especially if you have like stomach ulcers or anything like that. And so that can give you some protein and also be soothing to the gut as well. but any of your greens, I know for me, like beets are fabulous. Very high in nitric oxide to help your blood flow if you're healing. So they're not, maybe aren't as high in amino acids as some of the greens, but if you can combine a greens with the beets and lemon, you know, that is kind of a perfect combination there of all the nutrients and vitamins and amino acids as well.
Correct. And these, going to a plant-based diet, it's going to improve your overall health, which is going to improve your energy to work out and do daily activities. If you eat a bunch of meat, you're going to feel sluggish and you're going to, well, there's a weight gain too. They're showing, I saw a study where people who eat a lot of chicken are heavier. And a lot of people think chicken's a lean food, but
it's very high in saturated fat.
Mm-hmm. Lots of fat, you know?
Yeah, very high. And you know, people say, well, I have to eat the white meat, not the dark meat, but even the white meat is very high in saturated fat. If you look at the studies, you look at the analysis, you'll see that they're very high. They're inflammatory.
Yeah. If you're looking to get lean, the plant-based diet is the way to go. There's studies done, and most plant-based eaters have a BMI of 21, which is very thin, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, healthy though, optimal.
Yeah, very healthy, very healthy.
I think the BMI range is 20 to 25. Dr. Jill Furman says it should actually be 18 to 23.
Yeah.
And so if you are above 23, then you may want to do some tweaks to improve your BMI. And if you're below 18, it's not as, if you're a woman, a menstruating woman, then you definitely don't want to go below 18. But if you are a man, you can go lower. I believe some are even at 15 and still be healthy. But if you, 18 to 23 would be great for your BMI. If you don't know what that is, body mass index, you can Google that and calculate your own BMI.
Yes, a good tool to use.
Yeah.
And you can also track your calories if you want to do that. There's calculators online where you can track your daily calories, your BMR, which is your basal metabolic rate.
Very important.
So.
Yeah. Especially for those looking for weight loss, which is one of your fortes. So if any of you are listening and are concerned about weight loss, then check out Daniel's information below. I think we did a great job covering protein today. If you have questions about protein, please comment. Let us know. Reach out to us. Let us know what else you would like to learn about as well. If you want to learn more about us, then check the show notes. There's information and links to both of us. But I think that was good. Check out our other episodes where we talk about nutrition and healthy weight loss and cleansing and detox. I'm not sure what we will talk about next week. I know soy is definitely something we're going to need to talk about soon, but check back with us and we will talk to you soon.